Hi there. Today, let's explore how English animal idioms like being an eager beaver or having your ducks in a row can paint vivid pictures in English conversation, enhancing your spoken English. Have you ever found yourself puzzled by British English idioms? If so, today's podcast will be useful to you. We're diving into the world of English idioms, specifically those involving animal friends. By the end of this podcast, not only will these phrases, these four idioms, make sense, but you'll be able to use them yourself and impress other people. We started this topic in podcast 690, so have a listen to that one if you haven't already. You'll not only understand these phrases when native speakers use them, but you'll be able to use them too. I'll explain each one, giving you real-world examples. And if you stay until the end of the podcast, I've got a special quiz to help you consolidate your learning. Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to Adept English. We will help you to speak English fluently. All you have to do is listen. So start listening now and find out how it works. Before we leap into the idioms, remember you can help us spread the word about Adept English by sharing this podcast on Spotify. Your support helps us to reach more learners like you. And for those eager to boost their spoken English, our Activate Your Listening course is just what you need. It's packed with vocabulary on the UK, food, education, and conversation practice with two speakers, all based on the spaced repetition learning technique. Find it on adeptenglish.com under the courses page. First, a mini quiz before we get going. Do any of today's idioms ring a bell for you? Do you know them, in other words? They are the tail wagging the dog, to have your ducks in a row, a headless chicken, and an eager beaver. How many of those four did you know? Don't worry if you don't know any of the idioms. By the end of this podcast, you will. So, if you hear someone say, the tail is wagging the dog, what do they mean? Vocabulary first of all, to wag, W-A-G, means to move something from side to side. To move in a sideways motion, that's to wag. And different from the noun you might sometimes hear in the football press, the wags means the wives and girlfriends. And a tail, T-A-I-L, a tail is something which generally animals have and we humans don't. A tail is usually situated at the end of an animal's back. And tails are used for different things. Cows and horses swish away the flies with their tails, whereas cats show annoyance by twitching their tails. And dogs, well, dogs wag their tails for all sorts of reasons. We like to think when dogs wag their tails that they're pleased to see us. But apparently tail wagging in a dog can mean all sorts of things, from excitement or interest to uncertainty. But what do we mean if we say the tail is wagging the dog? Well, this idiom in English means that the wrong part of something is in control. So if the tail is wagging the dog, a lesser part of the animal is controlling the main part of the animal. And so as an idiom, if we say the tail is wagging the dog, it means that the lesser part of something or someone or of an organization is controlling the greater part of it. An example, my neighbor's five-year-old granddaughter decides what goes into the supermarket trolley on her weekly shop. Surely this is the tail wagging the dog. Another example, and this is a headline from the newspaper The Scottish Herald from 13th of August 2023. Green tail is wagging SNP dog. So you can see the bare bones of the idiom here. Tail is wagging dog. But when they say green tail, they're meaning environmental policies as a tail. And this tail of environmental policies is wagging the SNP dog. So the SNP are the Scottish Nationalist Party, a political party in the UK. So this headline means that environmental concerns are controlling too much of the Scottish Nationalist Party's agenda. I'll say that news headline again. Green tail is wagging SNP dog. I think that if you didn't know this idiom, you'd have little chance of understanding that headline. Second one. When we say to have your ducks in a row, what do we mean? Vocabulary first. Well, this podcast is about animal idioms, so here the word duck, D-U-C-K, is the animal. Ducks are birds, and they're the type that you see in the UK and other places swimming in water and going quack. In the UK, people take their leftover bread to feed the ducks sometimes, which apparently is not very good for the ducks. Duck is also a bird that we eat, as do many people in the world. From French magret to Peking duck, it's very nice. And in a row means in a neat line, in an organised line. So the meaning of the phrase to have your ducks in a row, to be well prepared and organised. All the parts of what you're responsible for are organised and ready for whatever comes next. You've done all that you can to organise and be ready. Why do we say this? Where does it come from? Well, there are various theories, but I think the most likely one is found in nature. Back to those birds called ducks again. Ducks that can be found in rivers and lakes. Baby ducks are called ducklings, D-U-C-K-L-I-N-G-S. And if you watch a mother duck with her ducklings, then quite often you see the mother swimming at the front and all the little ducklings follow on behind in an organised line. You even sometimes see them crossing the road like this. The mother duck is at the front and all the little ducklings are walking in an orderly line behind their mother. The sense here then is that the mother duck is in control. There are no unruly ducklings. Everyone is moving in an organised line. The mother duck has all her ducks in a row. So I think that's probably the most likely origin of this phrase, to have all your ducks in a row. We probably use it most in a work context. Next one. Have you ever heard the phrase a headless chicken or like a headless chicken? This is what people say when they're really stressed and busy and rushing around and they can't stop. I'm a headless chicken today. The word headless means with no head. And the phrase references those times when we're so busy we can't even think. It's like we're headless. The origin of this idiom, it's not very nice really. I think it comes from a time when people used to keep chickens for the pot, as it were, to cook for meat. So when the time came to prepare a chicken for the pot, let's say to kill them basically, people would snap their heads, break their necks, and allegedly, and I've never seen this, a chicken will sometimes run round for a few seconds without its head. Rather bizarre. So the implication of this headless chicken idiom, I'm so rushed it's as though I've lost my head. I don't really know what I'm doing and I don't have time to think about it. I am like a headless chicken. What about the next idiom, an eager beaver, or to be an eager beaver? Again, vocabulary first. The adjective eager, E-A-G-E-R, means enthusiastic, wanting very much to do something or to have something. And a beaver, B-E-A-V-E-R, this is the animal part. A beaver is an animal that lives in rivers. It's a mammal and good at swimming. Beavers are known for being very busy building their dams. A dam, D-A-M, is a structure that holds back water. So beavers like to build dams. And they're known for being busy, industrious, energetic. If we say someone is beavering away, it means they're very, very busy with something. There's a link to a news article on beavers in the transcript. So an eager beaver is someone who is very keen, very enthusiastic to do something. This phrase seems to have started in the army. An eager beaver is a term for a new recruit into the army who's eager to impress their superior officers by doing tasks that perhaps no one else wants to do. Examples of that phrase being used? He's up at 5 a.m. ready for a run. He's an eager beaver. Or I bought her a book for her birthday and she's such an eager beaver, she'd read it by the end of the day. Okay, so are you feeling more confident about these idioms now? Let's put that newfound knowledge to the test with a quiz. I'll talk about a particular situation and you need to choose which of these four idioms you might use to describe that situation. Again, the four idioms are the tail wagging the dog, to have your ducks in a row, a headless chicken and an eager beaver. If you're ready, let's see if you can match the right idiom to each situation. I'll give you the answers in a minute. Number one, I've had such a busy morning with 6 meetings and 14 phone calls. I don't know what to do. I feel like a... Number two, when they heard there was cake, the people from upstairs were down here like a shot. When it comes to food, they're such... Number three, it seems to me that the cleaning staff are dictating when the managers can have their meeting. This is a case of... Number four, I must spend some time today organising my files, tidying my shelves, and making sure all my work is done for the inspection tomorrow. I must have... Okay, that's it. How did you do? If you want to hear those sentences again, pause the podcast here and go back. Otherwise, here are the answers. Number one, I've had such a busy morning with 6 meetings and 14 phone calls. I don't know what to do. I feel like a headless chicken. Number two, when they heard there was cake, the people from upstairs were down here like a shot. When it comes to food, they're such eager beavers. Number three, it seems to me that the cleaning staff are dictating when the managers can have their meeting. This is a case of the tail wagging the dog. Number four, I must spend some time today organising my files, tidying my shelves and making sure all my work is done for the inspection tomorrow. I must have all my ducks in a row. Okay, that's it. Hopefully that's helped you remember these idioms. Don't forget, we love emails from you, so get in touch if you've any special requests on topics you'd like me to cover in the Adept English podcast. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. Please help me tell others about this podcast by reviewing or rating it. And please share it on social media. You can find more listening lessons and a free English course at adeptenglish.com.